You're gonna play this song, Sheena, Walking on Sunshine on a snowy wintry day. Well, you know what? Hey, that's good optimism right there. We had snow last night. Careful on the roads. -4 is the high today. The Evan Bray Show coming up at 8:36 this morning.
I actually like the optimism, Chuck. I think that's good. Good on you, Sheena. Sure. Good on you.
Yes, makes everybody smile this morning. Yep. Especially it's a Friday. Come on. We got football all weekend long. We've got Riders on for tomorrow at 5:30. We've got the U of R Rams taking on our Huskies at Griffith Stadium.
The Hardy Cup, that's a big one.
That's the Hardy Cup. And then, of course, the other big one on Sunday is the Hilltops taking on the Okanagan Sun for the big championship, the Canadian Bowl. High school football. We've got the women's the Prairie football as well, too, going on. It's a football weekend.
I know. It is a football weekend. You know, that Hilltops game, I was reading an article. It's the 24th. Fourth time, I believe, is what I read, that the Hilltops have been in the final.
Oh, Sarge has been on the coach of that team for so many years, and probably one of the most successful coaches ever.
Yeah, it's obviously a great football organization, and I'll be watching that with interest on Sunday for sure.
How close do you think the Rider game is going to be?
I do think it's going to be close, Shaq. I said this morning my guess is 28-26 for the Riders, so I think it's going to be a close game, which is going to be exciting. I mean, we want good, exciting football. I know some people say, no, I want a blowout.
So do I.
But I think it is going to be a good game. Both teams want it. It's the West final. Both teams have great strengths. I know people are a bit worried about the BC quarterback, but we have proven he is immortal before.
Right.
And we can do that again. We've got a strong defense. I know Trevor Harris is pumped up on the offensive side of things. So I'm feeling good about this game, although I do expect it's going to be a close one.
Yeah, I do. Well, I'd like to have a blowout, but I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
On your show today, you've got my cousin showing up.
Well, that's why I like to have your family members pop by every once in a while. Tim Gitzel, who, of course, is the president and CEO of Cameco, is stopping by the show today. I always appreciate when he makes time for us. He is, as you know, probably one of the busiest guys in the province. He's always on the go, and it's like, you know, he's making deals in Singapore, and then he's down meeting with government officials in the States. And Cameco is a world-class company, and we're lucky that we've got them right here in Saskatchewan. It yields lots of dividends. But we know that recently they signed a big deal to build essentially nuclear reactors in the States. They were part of this $80 billion deal with the United States. I had, as you know, Premier Mo on the show yesterday, and he talked about, you know, what does this do for the province, the importance of what this does for the province. So today with Tim Gitzel, we'll talk about that deal, how it came about, what that is going to mean for Cameco long term, and you know, what does this mean for our province when we are looking at moving to nuclear as an energy source in the next decade or so. How is this going to help that? And it's going to be a good conversation with Tim today.
All right, looking forward to it. The Evan Bray Show at 8:36 this morning. Evan, have a great weekend, have a great show, and go Riders.
Go Riders is right. Thanks, Shaq.